Go With Angels is your opportunity to learn about angels from me, Mary Brotherton, the author of 3 books about these heavenly beings. Go With Angels is a book of short, true stories about encounters with angels here on earth. My angel book is a book about angels for children, which was inspired just 2 weeks after the release of Go With Angels. Then along came A Journey With Angels, another book I feel was divinely inspired because I had no idea about it until I felt called to create a guide to communicating with angels based on my own experiences and research I was led to conduct. Proceeds from the sales of my books are donated to the educational charity, BeUnique.org. Today, I want to read excerpts from A Journey With Angels and introduce you to 8 angels who are truly earth angels. Ariel is an archangel with a strong connection to the natural world. Often portrayed with the symbol of the globe, she has been found in various religions and spiritual practices. Her name means Lion of God and represents her protective, fierce nature. She is a healer who protects and cares for plants and animals. Ariel uses her powerful yet gentle energy to comfort all who are hurting. Because she watches over ecological causes, she can help provide for your physical needs, such as shelter, money, and supplies. Archangel Ariel embodies the 4 elements, earth, wind, fire, and water. She can help bring your desires to fruition. One way to connect with Ariel is to use essential oils. Palo Santo, sage, and lavender are 3 of the most powerful oils to use for healing in connection with Archangel Ariel. Call on her strength and power when you need help to care for Mother Earth. Connect with her to value nature and allow her to strengthen you. Like all angels and archangels, Ariel exists on a much higher vibrational frequency than humans, so you may find it hard to recognize her energy when she is near you. Sometimes, though rarely, angels appear in their true form. Because her name means Lion of God, Ariel is often depicted with a lion, representing her passion and power. Ariel reminds you of your need for compassion as well as for strength and power. She is very powerful. Her energy brings care and tenderness. Archangel Ariel is linked to the number 4. In numerology, this number contains the energy of stability and support. It reminds you to be responsible for your own actions and to be mindful of the consequences of what you do. When you see any combination of the number 4, know that Ariel is near and she has a message for you. Like most other angels, Ariel is associated with colors of light. Her specific light ray is a pale pink, though she is also linked to the entire rainbow. If you have ever noticed a pale pink glow in the corner of your eye, that was quite likely Archangel Ariel, indicating she is awaiting your invitation to help you. Whenever you see a rainbow in the sky, take a moment to acknowledge Ariel with gratitude for her unconditional love for you. If you want to connect directly with Ariel, try meditating. This will open your soul to a higher frequency, which invites her to come to you. Go where you feel in tune with nature, if only in your mind. You might want to find a photograph to represent the place you would like to be. Take a moment to acknowledge any concerns you have, then focus on your senses. When you feel truly in sync with nature, turn your attention to Ariel. She will hear you, whether you ask her to come to you mentally, verbally, or by writing her name. Now is the time to ask for specific help. She wants to support you, and even if you cannot sense her, Ariel is near, listening, ready to offer assistance. Ariel is likely to visit you more often if you spend more time in nature. If you feel disconnected from Mother Nature, look for nearby parks or even just a small patch of grass, sand, or dirt. It's not necessary to assume a monk-like pose to meditate, and sometimes even the smallest city parks can help you reconnect with Mother Nature through Ariel. Simply take a mindful walk, breathing slowly as you observe the hues, colors, and tones of your surroundings. If you're not able to go walking, see if you've got any houseplants and just sit with them and connect with Ariel that way. Pets are another good way to connect with her. Archangel Ariel is linked to rose quartz. This beautiful pale pink stone has the energy of healing and caring, encouraging and reminding you to love and care for yourself and others. Keep a rose quartz nearby to remind you that Ariel is just a thought away. She is also aligned with jade, the beautiful protective stone that is representative of the element of earth. Jade is linked to stability and productivity. Jade and Ariel make a great combination when you want to feel secure in your settings and increase your personal productivity. When you are in a park, a forest, the mountains, or the beach, always be aware of where you are and what approaches you. Ariel's spirit may come to you when you are in nature, so acknowledge and respect the beautiful living creatures that might approach. You can join Ariel in a ritual that honors earth, wind, fire, and water. Find a space where you won't be disturbed. Place a towel, mat, or rug on the floor or ground. Choose items that can represent each of these four elements. For earth, you can use a bowl of soil or a potted plant. Green or brown candles may also represent earth, as well as crystals like green aventurine, petrified wood, Dalmatian jasper, smoky quartz, amazonite, and of course jade. A feather, incense, candles, and wind chimes may represent air, as do clear quartz, blue tourmaline, and kyanite. Fire can be represented by a lighted candle or through crystals such as red jasper, tiger's eye, carnelian, and amber. Water may be portrayed by a clear bowl of water or a seashell. Many beautiful crystals such as aquamarine might represent water. You may also be drawn to selenite, blue topaz, or sodalite. Place your items on your cloth with the item for each for earth facing north, the item for air facing east, the item for fire facing south, and the item for water facing west. If you know where the sun rises and sets, it's easy to determine the directions. Give thanks for each element one by one and ask for their and Ariel's assistance in your life. Earth elements can assist with productivity, keeping you logical and grounded. Air elements help with clarity and understanding, bringing joy to your communications. Fire elements encourage strength, courageousness, and passion. Meanwhile, water elements provide peace, trust, and healing. Ariel rules over Scorpio every day of the week and the month of November. Because of her affinity to nature, Ariel rules over the planet Earth. And this is why I say she is one of the true Earth angels. While Ariel loves all plants, she is closely aligned to lilies. She is the patron of new beginnings. If you are starting a new adventure or have been procrastinating starting something new, connect with Ariel for guidance and peace in the process. Archangel Uriel is the angel of truth and wisdom and takes on the form you need to see. Both feminine and masculine, Uriel often presents with white and orange or gold energy to help you receive spiritual information. Known in sacred texts as the angel who warned Noah of the great flood, Uriel has been called the light of God, and Uriel's priority is to enlighten your mind with new ideas, epiphanies, and insights. Call on Uriel when you want to learn or when you are seeking greater understanding. Uriel controls the wind, so you might feel a gentle breeze shortly after speaking this angel's name. Many who want to connect with Uriel find they are more mindful and think more clearly. Creative inspiration can come from Uriel. If you're feeling unmotivated, uninspired, or creatively blocked, ask Uriel for help. Set aside your fear. Become more spontaneous. Walk in nature more often. Find reasons to laugh more. You can ask for Uriel's help with anything. However, you might want to ask Uriel to help you find God's wisdom before you need to make a big decision. Call on Uriel for help when you need to create new ideas for how to serve people in need, learn new information, solve problems, or resolve conflicts. Uriel can also help you release fear, anxiety, or anger. Uriel is in charge of the red angel light ray. Some of the crystals associated with this light ray are amber, basalt, fire opal, malachite, and ruby. These crystals bring clarity to your thoughts, encourage you, and provide you with more confidence. The red angel light ray corresponds to your solar plexus chakra, located in your upper abdomen. The energy that flows from angels through your solar plexus may help by physically treating conditions of the stomach, liver, colon, and kidneys. This energy can bolster your self-confidence and may help you with making decisions. Red angel light rays through the solar plexus also strengthen your spirit and help you discover how to fulfill God's purpose for your life, which leads to making the world a better place. Archangel Uriel's red ray helps when you feel lost or scared. This beautiful red light emits its rays powerfully on Friday, so consider calling on Uriel for help with your weekend choices, confidence, and overcoming negative emotions. Never delay calling on Uriel or any angel until a specific day. They're always ready to help. Praying in the red light may help you develop compassion to care about other people the way God wants you to, courage to serve them as God leads you, and the strength to commit to and devote yourself completely to your service work. You don't need to make grand gestures to make a big difference. It's not necessary to donate massive amounts of time, energy, or money to improve someone's life. Small acts of kindness might truly bear the most significant impact. The angel of truth and wisdom can also help resolve family disputes as well as conflicts in society. Uriel will help strengthen your faith if you simply ask. Also known as the Archangel of Salvation, Uriel is in charge of the month of July. Jewish tradition calls him the Angel of Sundays. While a gentle breeze or strong wind can bring him to mind, you can also look for him within a storm's lightning and thunder. This is why he is often sought for comfort in times of personal and natural disasters. Your crisis may not be newsworthy and may not affect even a dozen others. Still, Uriel is ready to steer you to a peaceful resolution. Also called the light of God, Uriel is connected with the vibrations of the number one. His angel number is 111, which is about self-improvement, service to others, and connecting to the light of God, which shines brightly inside your own spirit. Uriel also rules over the number 2828, a number that says, this is the perfect time for change and growth. Now that you're working with Uriel, don't be shocked to see the numbers 2, 11, or 28 more often. Remember that anything is possible if you have faith in your own abilities. Don't be afraid to pursue what you want. Ask Uriel, the flame of God, to help you manifest your desires. One of the archangels associated with the planet Earth, you might notice a blue jay or other bluebird hanging around after you call on Uriel for help. This is one of the ways he likes to demonstrate his presence. Uriel is known as the angel of translation in the Islamic tradition, making him the ideal angel to call on when you are having difficulties understanding someone, even if the other person speaks your language. You can ask Uriel to break down the barrier that has been blocking your conversations and other communications. Raguel is the Archangel of Harmony. His name means friend of God. The Book of Enoch describes Raguel as the overseer of all angels who ensures that all angelic interactions with each other are harmonious. Who would have thought you needed harmony among the angels? You would think that would be automatic, but I guess it's not, because they also have their own personalities. This archangel often assists with earthly legal matters. When you need help overcoming a conflict, ask Archangel Raguel to come to your aid as you are fighting for justice or if you are being mistreated and feel unheard. In times of distress, Raguel's presence alone will bring calmness and restore order. Raguel's role is to make peace and to provide strength and balance on earth. If you're healing from a previous trauma, or you're looking to attract more mutually loving relationships in your life, Raguel can help. The Archangel of Harmony will support you by providing strength to empower you and make you feel respected. This loving archangel will guide you through integrity so that you may bring justice to any kind of unfair situation. If you are improving your local community by fighting crime, poverty, hunger, climate change, racial or other social injustices, Raguel is a wonderful companion, providing you with strength for your tasks. With Raguel, you'll find non-judgment, compassionate love, and empathy for yourself and others. If you feel inspired to pursue a spiritual practice through meditation, prayer, or serving others, if you are searching for wisdom and fresh ideas for your role as a leader, or if you want help raising your children, Raguel can offer you guidance to organize and lead with confidence in any role. When you see images of snow and ice, even in the heat of the hottest summer, know that Raguel has provided a cooling effect to help you overcome difficulties and might give you a boost of strength and energy. Raguel often works with you through your throat chakra to open communications. To help deepen your link with Raguel, try using crystals such as lapis lazuli, aquamarine, or turquoise. Raguel is often called the Archangel of Justice, Fairness, Harmony, Vengeance, and Redemption. It's a big, long name. Raguel, whose colors are burgundy and orange, means God is my guardian. Ask Raguel to help you step into your power as a creator being by guiding you how to use your sacral chakra to create what you need to fulfill your life's purpose. Possessing an even amount of both female and male energies, Raguel helps everyone who seeks to become sexually balanced and accept themselves as they are. This angel is the one to call on when you need to find solutions to disagreements or neutrality and balance amid chaos and confusion. If your life has been filled with drama and confusion, or you aren't comfortable with who you are, ask Raguel to help you find the calm amid your personal inner storm. Before you give up or decide there's no use fighting social injustices that have been in place since before you were born, or if you believe it's time someone did something about dishonesty, oppression, gossip, or slander, call on Raguel. When you find yourself wishing you knew how to take action about crime, poverty, human rights, and taking care of the earth itself, know that Raguel has brought these problems to your attention and can lead you to do your part to help make the world better. Raguel may guide you to direct your righteous anger and lead you toward constructive solutions to unjust situations. When you get new ideas for creating order in your life, it's possible that Raguel has delivered those ideas. You could feel a need to pray, meditate, or read sacred texts, or you may feel pulled toward a new or familiar worship ritual, which might lead to a life of service. Archangel Raguel wants to bring harmony to all kinds of relationships and is especially helpful when you call upon him to help repair broken or estranged relationships with family members or workmates. You will recognize Raguel's guidance when you receive gut feelings repeatedly or have visions, intuitive thoughts, or other signs that lead toward healthy relationships. Raguel is a great example of balance, tolerance, and fairness, with wisdom to help you accept others and yourself just as you are. The angel of justice may manifest to you through symbols of a hammer, mallet, or gavel, because Raguel is an envoy of peace and tranquility. When you want to enter Raguel's energy vibration, you must approach from a place of quiet that makes you feel calm. However, if you feel frustrated, it's okay to ask Raguel to help calm your mind. This might work best just before going to bed, so you can rest within Raguel's energy and awaken the next day feeling better. Express your gratitude to Archangel Raguel and ask for softness and harmony in your relationships. Ask for help to be a good friend, employee, employer, or family member. Tell Raguel you want to live a life of compassion and tolerance, free of resentment. End with thankfulness to the angel of love and goodness. Expect Raguel to bring feelings of tranquility and peace to your mind, body, and soul. This energy can reconnect you with Gus, God, Universe, Spirit Source, and awaken you to a true self-knowledge. Raguel's presence may feel like a warm, pleasant, calm energy. You may see flashes of white with copper, gold, or blue tones. You might experience Raguel through your sense of smell, especially if you suddenly smell the aroma of oranges or the soft scent of magnolias. Use any of these essential oils individually or in a blend to bring you closer to Raguel. Magnolia, ylang ylang, sweet basil, vanilla, rosewood, patchouli, orange, and juniper. Other signs that Raguel is listening are when you see the word July or Sagittarius. If you suddenly see references to the planet Saturn, see the number 6 or the flower called Black-Eyed Susans, Raguel is very near. If you suddenly think you should try to connect with Raguel on a Tuesday or a Friday, be assured this angel is trying to connect with you as well. Try this exercise to create room for Raguel's energy. Breathe deeply through your nose into your abdomen and allow the air to gently expand your stomach. See your insecurity, instability, and indecision. Exhale through your mouth, completely emptying your lungs. Repeat this for a total of 3 breath cycles as you ground with the earth by planting your feet wherever you are standing or sitting. Spread your toes. If you feel safe doing so, deliberately raise your weaker foot an inch or two, ungrounding it. Know that you are stable, and if you are standing, it's okay to use your hands and arms to reinforce your balance. Continue to breathe deeply and stand or sit tall and strong. Draw your attention to the crown of your head, imagining a bright orb of light that travels down your spine as it grows, leaves your body, and positions itself in front of you. Look directly into the center, and you may see Archangel Raguel. Slowly lower your raised foot, recenter your balance, and say hi to this amazing angel. Ask Raguel to tell you how you will communicate with each other and that you are ready to receive guidance. Ask for a tangible way to recognize the miracle of harmony and justice in all of your relationships. And if you have a special intention, now is the time to express it. You may feel a vibrating hum throughout your body as Raguel adjusts your vibration to receive heavenly messages. Raphael's name means he who heals. He helps all of God's creatures and promotes spiritual and physical well-being. The patron of happy meetings, nurses, physicians, the blind, and travelers, he guides all who work in healthcare. If you have ever prayed for healing, then saw sparkles of green or felt a small vibration and imagined you heard someone whispering, Raphael was at your side. He has been blessed by God to heal directly, so when you mindfully connect with him, expect healing miracles. Raphael is eager to reveal his presence, and he isn't shy or subtle when he comes to lead you to a healthier life. Highly regarded in Christian, Hindu, Jewish, and Muslim traditions, Raphael has been known to accompany humans in their travels, offering protection. Often depicted in art with a staff or a walking stick, Raphael's emerald green wings and aura only add to his already large presence. He is highly regarded as a healer of humans and animals. Call on Raphael to work with your medical team if you or a loved one is dealing with a physical, emotional, or mental health issue. Raphael can help you release past hurts, boost your self-confidence, and help you find forgiveness and your purpose and direction in life. All you need to do is get help from this powerful healing angel is ask. Find a quiet place and call his name. State your desire and expect a message in the form of a thought or a feeling. Aventurine and malachite are two powerful crystals that vibrate at a frequency Raphael enjoys. He also likes the smell of peppermint and might manifest to you in that fragrance. Be mindful when you catch a whiff of mint. Raphael's number is 999. The angel of rejuvenation is represented by that number and stands for wisdom, compassion, and understanding. The divine number, 999, adds up to 27 and reduces to 9, which is the divine number of the counselor. Raphael's ready to come to your assistance when you need wisdom, compassion, or understanding, or when you want to be wise enough to compassionately understand others. Kabbalistic astrology associates Raphael with the sun and the planet Mercury, while the Zohar link him with Earth and Aquarius. Wednesdays are considered auspicious days to connect with this mighty archangel. The angel of rejuvenation has wings and an emerald green aura. Green wings and an emerald green aura. He might appear in flashes of yellow, green, and pink, or you might see beautiful irises blooming, or even images of this flower. Raphael might come to you on the aromas of mint, lavender, lily of the valley, bergamot, and thyme. thyme. Bergamot and thyme. Our next archangel, who is an earth angel, is Archangel Seraphiel. He also uses Lily of the Valley to show he is near. So ask for an additional sign from Raphael. We'll get back to Seraphiel in a minute. Raphael uses the air signs Aquarius, Libra, and Gemini. Crystals linked to this powerful healing archangel include clear quartz, diamond malachite, citrine, aventurine, and yellow calcite. I just realized that Seraphiel is not considered one of our earth angels, I don't believe. But I'll just continue reading. Raphael uses unwitting objects to deliver his messages in humorous and powerful ways. If you see an uncanny message on the license plate of the car in front of you, or you pass a billboard that seems to answer your question right after you've asked for help with a problem, that means Raphael has heard you and is responding. When you're surprised by a book or magazine mysteriously opening to a page with a wonderful message of healing, or you keep seeing posts on social media related to your situation, it's not by chance. It's Raphael. If you're outdoors and you see a tall man with curly hair walking with a staff, especially if he is dressed in emerald green, smile. Sometimes Raphael likes to visit in person. Now, our next earth angel is Jeremiel. He's also called the Archangel of Forgiveness and Mercy. He can help you release past hurt and resentment while helping you gain a positive point of view, no matter how painful the situation. Also known as the mercy of God, his duty is to help souls review their life on earth. Without judging, Jeremiel uses forthrightness and candor to help you learn from your mistakes so you can plan for positive change. He holds a life review with newly crossed over souls to evaluate their experiences and lessons learned. Jeremiel uses visions and dreams to convey messages of hope to people who are dejected or anxious. Request his help to evaluate your life to determine how God wants you to change to better fulfill your life purpose. Learn from your mistakes. Seek new directions. Pursue healing. Solve problems. And find encouragement. The color associated with this powerful archangel is dark purple, and his main symbol is a cross shining from his heart to bring warmth and strength. A staff, a set of scales, and a lotus flower are also symbols of his energy. Jeremiel brings divine inspiration to leaders, political rulers, and others who make important decisions on behalf of humanity. He inspires writers with new ideas to produce important texts and documents. Now, we're going to move on to Seraphiel. Seraphiel is associated with the sun sign Sagittarius and Thursdays. Seraphiel means the covering of God, and this cherub covers a lot of territory, including wealth, success, prosperity, harvest, harmony, and material gain. Associated with the planet Jupiter, the biggest planet in Earth's solar system, Seraphiel wants to inspire you to grow, evolve, take risks, and expand. Seraphiel expects you to ask him for fame, career movement, a powerful leadership position, or to start a successful business, which is why he is one of our earth angels. Cherubim are the spirits of harmony and the second closest angelic beings to God, next to the seraphim in the angelic hierarchy. Seraphiel will work with you on tuning into the higher frequencies of abundance and wealth by creating peace and compatibility within your entire being, including your body and whatever is happening in your life in the present moment. This allows you to open yourself to greater flows of blessings in your life. While many think of financial abundance, Sachiel inspires true abundance, bringing beauty, harmony, life force, and co-creation to your awareness as he supports the vibrant life and well-being of all on Earth. He, like Ariel, is closely connected to the animals, plants, flowers, fruits, insects, oceans, skies, rivers, wild places, and even cities. Ask Sachiel to help you find serenity and your place in the world by aligning you with how you may be of service at a higher level for the greater good. This alignment naturally opens you to the flow of success and fulfillment in the material world. Sachiel is the guardian of the higher spiritual laws of the universe, holding the balance and harmony within everything. He holds secrets about money, wealth, and prosperity, as well as the wisdom for how you can open to the infinite flow of prosperity. When you are ready to work with this amazing cherub, breathe in deeply and direct your awareness toward your heart center. Clear your mind and tune in to the brilliant light already within you. And then with your heart open, say aloud, "Precious Sachiel, please connect with me now." As you speak these words, feel your heart light expand and brighten as Sachiel, angel of water, connects with you. You may notice his energy and presence flowing in like water into your star chakra above your head. Allow your own awareness to gently lift up your divine I Am presence to perceive and greet Sachiel at a higher level of awareness. Do your best to quiet your mind so you can experience and enjoy connecting with the incredible light and radiant love of Sachiel, your powerful ally. It may be easier to connect with Sachiel and feel his presence on Thursdays, but don't wait for a special day to engage with him. Gemstones to support your connection with Sachiel include amethyst, lapis lazuli, emerald, imperial topaz, and blue or purple sapphire. You can place these stones near your body while you enter into a meditative state or hold them in your hand as you direct your awareness within. Open your heart, clear your mind, and attune your energy to perceive in the higher realm of angels. Sachiel is represented by the numbers 3 and 12. The number 3 represents pure energy, the Holy Trinity, and the triangle. The number 12 represents an individual who has finished a full cycle of experience and learned of the possibility of rebirth toward higher consciousness. Sachiel resonates with the color blue, so if you wear blue while trying to connect, your chances are good that you'll soon be in his presence. One way to know if you are indeed within Sachiel's love and energy is you will receive the impression that you are with someone of extremely large stature. He might appear to be 12 feet tall, or he might seem to be miles high. Regardless of his height, you will perceive an extremely handsome male figure with very dark, long hair. He may be holding a cornucopia filled with rose petals and gold coins. You will immediately feel hopeful and have a sense of well-being. The presence of Sachiel awakens solidarity, generosity, and an altruistic spirit in your heart. The presence of Sachiel, who has a direct link to Metatron, is aligned with the patronage of bankers, administrators, money changers, stockbrokers, accountants, politicians, and everyone who works to enhance the economic level of humanity. The angel of abundance resonates with many flowers and herbs, but in particular, you may smell his presence in the fragrance of acrimony, wood avens, borage, cinquefoil, dandelion, honeysuckle, hyssop, linden, meadowsweet, valerian, and wood betony blossoms. Try a blend of red grapefruit, lime, lemon basil, lavender, and cedarwood essential oils when you want to work with this awe-inspiring cherub. Money and security are primarily governed by the lower three chakras. Call in the white angel light ray when you are prepared to engage with your root chakra. If your root chakra is imbalanced, you either hoard money or don't think about it at all. If the sacral chakra is off kilter, you overspend or feel guilty when you spend money on yourself. If your solar plexus is askew, you may dream of money-making ideas but delay acting on them, or you act too quickly and reap minimal or no financial rewards. Ask Sachiel to bring equilibrium to your root energy when you connect with nature. Then ask his guidance as you create a budget or revise your existing budget to create long and short-term goals. Your sacral is about movement, change, flow, and wants. So get creative and have fun as you channel your desires and use this new energy to fuel your actions. Your hunger must be larger than your fear to drive action. The sacral is where excitement for money lives. Your solar plexus is your action center, which responds to even the smallest actions. If you feel tired or listless, connect to the energy of fire or the sun. Ask Sachiel to inspire you, and then take your first inspired step toward your goal and continue daily. Be sure to express gratitude to Sachiel for his kind helpfulness. Aurora empowers and recharges you with her divine love, embraces you with tenderness, and helps lead the great golden age of Earth shifting into the new Earth. She is a strong protector of all life. She views everything as equals. When Aurora speaks, her gentle vibrations echo through the heart chakra and make the crown chakra pulse. She works very closely with humans born under the sign of Aries and Taurus, but will never ignore anyone who calls on her. When you start to work with Aurora, you may detect swirls of neon colors of red, green, blue, and purple. If you know anyone dealing with fertility issues, don't be afraid to introduce them to Aurora or ask her for help on their behalf. She works with the number vibrations of 0, 1, 2, and 3. 0 often appears prior to an upcoming shift, while 1 indicates fresh starts, new beginnings, personal growth, and amazing opportunities. The angel number 2 is often associated with themes of balance, harmony, loving relationships, and finding your life path, while 3 is a number of true potential and harmony. Known as the master builder, number 3 can show up on your radar when Aurora wants to work with you on your inner growth. She will provide you with the internal wisdom to generate the life you want to live. Don't be surprised if you smell lilies and sweet lemonade when Aurora is present. Because she is all-encompassing, you can use any crystal or essential oils to help you connect with her. You might want to try rose quartz, celestite, and rainbow moonstone, along with angelica oil for a strong, powerful connection. Try to connect with her on a night when you can see the moon and Venus together, as she rules over both of these heavenly bodies. She also governs the heart and crown chakras. The patron of peace also rules over the month of June, but don't wait until the summer to reach out to her for assistance, because she is always ready to help. Our next earth angel is Haniel. That name means glory of God. Some people call her the angel of joy or the angel of romance. Her energy is graceful and soothing. She helps spiritual practitioners seeking to gain heightened intuition and develop their psychic abilities. She can help you develop a deeper connection with Source and Self. You can call on Haniel to help you release and realign your emotions and strengthen your intuition. If you've become frustrated or disappointed looking for happiness and feel you keep coming up short, turn to Haniel to develop a stronger relationship with God, so you will be blessed with a joy-filled life, regardless of the circumstances surrounding you. A moon ritual is a great way to connect with Haniel, and it is super easy. Fill up a clear glass jar with tap water. Use filtered water if you plan to drink it the next morning. Many people like to use a quart jar, but any glass jar with a lid of any size will work. The cover helps keep insects out of the water, and if an animal knocks it over, the water won't spill out. Set your intention. One way is to write it down on a piece of paper. Then fold the paper so that you have a crease that you can fold over a rubber band. Put this band around the jar so it carries your prayer out with the water. Don't wait for a full moon. In fact, the new moon is the perfect phase for manifesting goals, but any phase of the moon will alert Haniel that you want to work with her. Don't wait for the perfect time, because right now is absolutely as wonderful as any other time. You might think your moon ritual must wait until dark, but even if you can't see Earth's celestial, luminous, planetary neighbor, like Haniel, the moon is always there, waiting to be activated. Write your intention in the present tense, using positive language that includes your gratitude. Use this ritual to manifest more money, healthier relationships, a special pair of shoes, the ability to make better choices, or a stronger connection to Gus, God, Universe, Spirit, Source. You can also ask Haniel to bring you balance, or you can be completely generic. Haniel, Angel of Joy, the glory of God, thank you for providing me what is for my greatest and highest good at this moment. Place the jar outside or on a windowsill, under whatever phase the moon is in. For even stronger and faster results, set the jar outdoors when you know Venus is aligned with the moon. You might want to place the jar inside a circle of turquoise-colored crystals or lighted candles. Be sure to monitor the candles and blow out the flames before you decide to go to bed. Early the next morning, bring in your jar of moon water and any crystals or candles you left out with it. You may want to drink this water or use it to wash your face. You could add it to a tub filled with perfumed water or use it to water your plants or your pets. Haniel brings balance, joy, harmony, and instantly flips despair into joy. With the gentle tenderness of a loving grandmother, Haniel helps you turn inward to find peace and fulfillment, rather than ineffectively searching for it from others. She teaches you that true happiness must come from within. By balancing your emotions, Haniel shows you how to be more confident and frees your emotions to strengthen you from the inside out. When you want less emotional turmoil and more inner strength, call on Haniel and remember the power of gratitude. This angel has a calm, peaceful energy that can easily untangle your emotional confusion. She replaces mental chaos with a new sense of passion and purpose. When you find joy in a specific activity, you can believe that Haniel is right there with you, bringing out hidden talents. She is there to remind you that you have a bright, beautiful light inside, and she wants you to release the fear that prevents you from allowing the world to see you as your true, beautiful self. Ask Haniel to give you strength, stamina, a strong sense of self, and determination to unleash your unlimited and full potential. If you're like most people, you want to experience unconditional, healthy, romantic love, but may be concerned you'll lose your independence. Ask Haniel to help you realize your goal through a properly balanced perspective that combines absolute love of others with the importance of a love of self. Haniel can teach you how to embrace understanding, awareness, and permanency while you relish the joy of being in love. Haniel works within the green, turquoise, and white angel light rays, representing healing, prosperity, and hope. When you see Haniel's turquoise light ray, you will feel immediate joy. This light also offers you strength when you feel weak, as well as spiritual guidance when you feel lost. Archangel Haniel gives you direction to fulfill your unique purpose while you are on earth. Look for her guidance in deep personal revelations you'll find within dreams, visions, and synchronicities. You can find the energy of these light rays in turquoise, chrysocolla, amazonite, and larimar. These balanced green and blue stones help develop your unique individuality. This is the color of the Age of Aquarius, and it encourages you to seek spiritual knowledge. Other stones that align with Haniel's vibrational energy are blue lace agate, rose quartz, emerald, and sapphire. The next time you visit your favorite crystal seller, take a list of Haniel's crystals with you and see which ones call to you. Because Haniel uses common sense and clear perception, she is known as the Archangel of Divine Communication. Call her when you feel weak or vulnerable, and you will find the strength you need to persist when you want to give up. Also called the Archangel of Intuition, Haniel can help you develop your intuitive powers and psychic skills. This angel of romance is naturally aligned to the energy of roses, the highest vibrational flower on earth. She is in charge of the astrological sign Libra and the number 991. The numbers 4 and 13 are also closely aligned with Haniel's energy. Knowing that you can work with Haniel during any phase of the moon and every day of the week, it helps to remember that the full moon and Fridays are when her green, white, and turquoise lights are strongest. Look for these signs that tell you she's near. The moon, feathered wings, silver wings, vibrations near your throat chakra, five-pointed stars, fairies, turquoise, and single feathers, especially if they are blue or green. Thank you for listening as I shared information from my third book about angels. I always enjoy talking about them, and I always enjoy talking with you. Be sure to join me every Friday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time when the show first releases. If you call the show on the third Fridays, you will have the chance to have your angel cards read for you by Karen Eberle from Our Sacred Journey. If you call on other days when I am live, I will be happy to answer your questions about the angels and see if I can connect with them to give you answers from the angels. Until next week, may your personal journey be filled with love, angels, peace, grace, and kindness.